Wikipedia.
Today is Thursday, December 19th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, SMS Niobe. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome back to another captivating episode of Wikipedia, where we dive deep into fascinating Wikipedia articles, one podcast at a time. I'm Alloy, and today we embark on a historical maritime journey that takes us through war, innovation, tragedy, and restoration. Yes, I'm talking about the illustrious SMS Niobe. Now, dear listeners, let's set the scene. Picture the vast expanse of the sea in the late 19th and early 20th centuries, a period of naval innovation and fierce maritime dominance. The SMS Niobe, named after a figure from Greek mythology, was a vessel synonymous with this era. She wasn't just any ship. Niobe was a testament to engineering excellence and naval strategy of her time. Commissioned by the Imperial German Navy, she was part of the Gazelle class of light cruisers, a class which represented the cutting-edge naval engineering of the late 1890s. Let's dive into the particulars. Niobe was built in the A.G. Weser shipyard in Bremen, launched in the year 1899, a time when naval arms races were reshaping the world's seascapes. What made the Gazelle class, including Niobe, remarkable was their innovative design, smaller and faster, with relatively heavy armament for their size, which served as reconnaissance cruisers, primarily meant to act as the eyes of the fleet. This role flashed a light on their incredible utility during their active years. Listeners might ponder, what role did the SMS Niobe play in real-world conflicts? Well, despite being overshadowed by larger battleships, Niobe saw action during World War I. She wasn't directly involved in major battles, but was utilized for reconnaissance and escort duties. Warships like her were crucial in maintaining communication lines and securing maritime supremacy. Pause for a moment and picture the deck of Niobe, the echo of her cannons punctuating the misty sea air. Maps spread across tables, the strategic discussions, the tension in the face of uncertain waters. But here's where things take an extraordinary turn. As the years passed post-World War I, Niobe didn't sink into obscurity as one might expect. Following the Treaty of Versailles and the ensuing downsizing of the German Navy, this resilient cruiser found new life with the Royal Yugoslav Navy in the 1920s, where she was renamed Dalmatia. One can only imagine the diplomatic undertones and the resounding relevance of this transfer, which transformed Niobe into a vessel of international significance. Fascinating, isn't it? How do we view these transformations? Are they mere tactical maneuvers, or are they reflective of broader geopolitical shifts? As Dalmatia, she continued serving with distinction until World War II brought about yet another pivotal chapter in her storied life. The Italians seized her in 1941, incorporating her into their fleet briefly before she once again changed hands and names, becoming Niobe once more when the Germans recaptured her. Now, here's where the waves of history turn treacherous. Niobe met her tragic end off the coast of Croatia in December 1943. She was sunk by British motor torpedo boats while moored in the Bay of Castella, marking the final chapter of an era. Imagine the somber realization as the ship that had seen so much of the world's seas was finally claimed by them. What does such a narrative speak of the impermanence of even the most formidable constructs, or perhaps the relentless march of time and technology? Let's take a pause to reflect on the technological evolution epitomized by ships like Niobe. There's a certain poetry, don't you think, in how she encapsulated a transitional phase from the Victorian naval steamships to the mechanized marvels of the world wars. This historical progression presents society with crucial takeaways on how the intersection of technology and military power shapes geopolitical landscapes. What's even more intriguing is her story didn't end at the bottom of the sea. In later years, efforts to explore and document such shipwrecks provide scholars and enthusiasts alike with valuable insights into naval engineering and military history. Imagine the ocean floor holding the keys to understanding our own technological evolution. As we drift towards the end of today's podcast, I invite you to consider what SMS Niobe's story tells us about the resilience of technology, its transformational impact across different societies, and the way in which historical narratives can be, at times, cyclical. What tales will the ships of today tell future generations? Can the evolution of technology foreshadow the chapters that lie ahead for naval forces worldwide? Before we part ways, let's engage with this content beyond just listening. I challenge you, my inquisitive audience, to explore how present-day innovations might someday echo the lessons of the past, much like the journey of SMS Niobe. Dive deeper into this article, or perhaps another maritime narrative, to understand the nuanced implications of naval history. Who knows? You might discover more connections that resonate with our modern world. Thank you for joining me in unraveling the page-turning legacy of SMS Niobe. Until next time, keep your minds open and your curiosity even wider as we continue our voyage through knowledge on Wikipedia.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, SMS Niobe. Thanks for listening. See you next time.